Hey everyone, it's Chris Chico, and today it's just myself. Gary's not going to be here. He may join us later on, but he had something come up. And so welcome to today's huddle call. Today is October 13th, Tuesday. And as always, we're going to have some discussion, and the call is scheduled to go for an hour. Depending on the questions, it may last shorter if it ends shorter. Couple of housekeeping items. To raise your hand, hit star 5 will raise your hand, and then to lower your hand, you press star 5 again. A couple emails to note, obviously support@salesteamlive.com or even support@reivolt.com for anything related to your campaigns, your marketing campaigns, anything really tech stuff related for a team, best attended to that. To support at salesteamlive.com, typically there's usually 3 or 4 people that see that initial ticket and they get routed to the appropriate person, and that way we can get to you as quickly as possible. Deal help at reivolt.com if you want us to look at anything that me and Gary in terms of a deal or any questions about a deal, want us to review anything, documents, etc. And then a suggestion box at reivolt.com, suggestionbox@reivolt.com. Before, I don't have anything specific in terms of real estate. Maybe want to kind of share with you guys, take a few moments, have some notes here, and share with you guys an experience that I had, and maybe some highlights. I was actually, last week, I went to a seminar that was a business transformation seminar. So it was kind of like a mix between a business and personal. You know, kind of like if you think about a Tony Robbins seminar, it can help you in your business, but it's really meant to be more of a personal seminar, you know, personal achievement seminar. And then on the flip side, you might go to like a business mastery that's all about, you know, just your business. And this one was held by a gentleman who, who's one of my, I guess, considered one of my mentors. His name is Richard Sheffrin. And it was a business transformation seminar here in Delray Beach with another gentleman named Joseph Riggio, who is one of my coaches, but they were having this event together, so I decided to go. And it was interesting because the whole, it's a hard seminar to describe. There was a very small group of people, 7 of us. It was a bit of a pricey seminar. It was $7,500 for the event. And it was 4 days, you know, basically going from 8:30, 9 o'clock at night to 6:30, 7 o'clock at night every single day. And it was really about, the premise of the seminar was about getting unstuck. And it was interesting because we all have a position that we're, a place that we're in right now where we feel that we want to move forward into another place. And somehow or other, you know, we're kind of stuck. And we're stuck in maybe our belief system is how we do things, how we operate, how we see the world. And, you know, a couple of things that I walked away from this seminar, and I'll give you guys what the highlights were for me, the things that I walked away with on a personal level. But, you know, the people that were there, it was interesting because we all had kind of unique problems or things that we were trying to get unstuck from, but they were all kind of the same. But after being through that event, it made me really appreciate how hard it is to change yourself. And I use that word lightly because the seminar wasn't about changing yourself. It was really about finding out who you are, and stepping into that position, into that role, and kind of seeing the world in a different way, but you still being the same person, if that makes sense. So a lot of these seminars are under the other seminars are under the premise that you're kind of there to change you and you as a person, and then you'll be able to operate differently in the world, and this was not like that. But it really gave me appreciation of how hard it is to make that sort of transformational change, and how that transformational change happens, and the appreciation came from number one, the skill level of the person there that was running the seminar, and the variety of different things that you have to kind of, you know, it's never just one thing. It's a combination of a bunch of things interlinking together that then you have to kind of unravel and kind of put back in place. And this particular gentleman, Joseph Bridger, who held the seminar, very highly skilled. And you don't really notice that he's that skilled until I didn't notice it until he got toward the end. And it was interesting because, like, toward the end, like, the way the seminar, you know, he might be talking to somebody else in the room, but he's actually paying attention to everyone in the room. And, you know, at the end of the event, you know, he said some things to me about how I was. And he said, you know, I can tell you many times during the event you check out. And here's how you check out. Here's the position you sit in. Here's how you put your head. Here's what you do. And here's, you know, and he could tell when there's mannerisms that I had before I even asked a question. He knew that I was going to ask a question. And it was interesting because, like, during a particular process, he was asking me questions, and I couldn't get the question. And then I repeat the question to him in an effort to try to understand it. And then he would curse at me. Like, he would just say, like, just answer the fucking question. And, you know, this is the question I want you to answer. Just answer the damn question. And so when he did that, I immediately got it, and I was able to answer the question. So, like, I didn't notice that you know, him being that in that way to me, it was the thing that got me to answer the question. So it was interesting. The seminar itself just happened. I think that they're planning on having another one at the beginning of the first quarter, sometime next year. So obviously when they do, we'll let you guys know about it. I'll probably end up reattending just because I got so much out of it. But a couple of things, a couple of highlights, you know, that we talked about here is, you know, a lot of times we look at things that we want to change in our life, and we look at from the position of where we are now and what do we need to go to in the future. And he made us realize that that is, in fact, a flawed model, because you need to go to the future and be at a place where the future is how you want your life to be, and then take that future and move it toward the present, so that way that life is and you are that the way that you want to be, and that then you kind of step into that position today, right? So looking at the future first, and then, you know, kind of coming back to the present. I know that sounds hokey, but and one of the things that a lot of people do is that they look at the end goal, and they will tend to you need iteration. You need what they call event horizons, where you need benchmarks where you can know if you're on the right path or not. And the interesting thing that they also said was that whenever you're looking at a goal, that most people don't really accomplish their goals. And he said that's because that they go 95% of the way there, but not 100%. And he said that's because that your goal is the goal, but he says you have to actually go past the outcome. So if I wanted to make, you know, an extra $100,000 a month, I have to go past that outcome into what that future is much further ahead than even when I get that outcome. So then that way I can have a chance of breaking through and achieving the goal. And so just a little bit different in the sense of changing your perspective. They talked about rules, right? In other words, that, you know, we all make up the rules that we live our life, the rules that we make decisions, and we just take those for granted, not realizing that we make our own rules, and that other people's rules and the rules that we currently operate under are just rules that are not in any sort of capacity of being concrete, but rather that you can decide not to follow those rules anymore. The couple of things that I walked away from the seminar, and I'll tell you kind of the things for me, right? Maybe some of these things may relate to you or maybe not relate to you. Let me just come down here. Just going through. So one other thing that we talked about before I get into that, which is kind of an impactful moment for me at the seminar, we kind of it all came together the last day, and it's about understanding the stories that you tell about you and your life. And there's three stories, right? There's a story that I tell myself about myself. There's a story that I tell you about myself, right? And then there's a story that others tell about me. And many times we don't notice that there could be incongruences between those stories. So if they don't match up, that all of a sudden now there's a bit of incongruency, an internal incongruency. And so part of the exercise was in trying to understand, like, how you tell the story about yourself. And so we have to write down certain stories about how we tell people, about what we tell about ourselves. It was interesting because for me, on a personal level, the stories that I told were if you think about a movie, I told funny stories about me, and I also told stories about overcoming and about doing better, right? Overcoming certain obstacles. But both of those stories had a certain commonality to them in that I was telling the story in a way so that then people wouldn't take me seriously. And I know that sounds kind of odd, but it, in other words, where if people don't take you seriously, then their way that they hold you, the position that they hold of you in their mind, then you're kind of alleviating yourself from having to be that person who they think you are, if that makes sense. And so then, you know, for me in my life, and this is what kind of the transformation part for me was, is that I'm running two different movies in my life. I run the movie, two different movies that were kind of running on their own. And there was a little bit of overlap, but they were not together. And what he did through this process is that they put those two movies together for me. So then that way it's no longer an incongruency in the story I tell about myself, and certain stories I tell about myself in the past are stories that I've decided that I don't tell anymore in the future because of the position that they put me in versus the position that I feel that I hold. So the couple things that I came away with is, number one is being unreasonable. And sometimes we think about being reasonable and being unreasonable in a negative sense. And he says, you know, the fact is that, you know, you have to be okay with being unreasonable, making unreasonable requests of people, and being clear about your request. And the being unreasonable is part of the rules you set for yourself and how you operate in the world and how you think people should operate, et cetera. And then, you know, the understanding that, you know, he made a comment in the seminar. He said, you know, are you doing everything you can? He said, stop doing everything you can and start doing whatever it takes. And so many times it's very easy to get caught up in all the tasks and all the minutiae, and you're busy, and you're busy doing a lot of stuff, and you're busy doing everything you can, but you're really not doing whatever it takes. And that was a bit of a slight way of looking at things. And also be okay with, for all of us, right, we all do certain things in a way that is effortless and that allow us to move in the world in a way that we can create whatever outcomes we want. And that it's okay that there's value in doing whatever it is that you do that comes easy to you. There's value in that, that it doesn't have to be a struggle, that you don't have to work hard in what you do to achieve the outcome just simply because it's easy for you. You know, so there's that ability to accept that, hey, there's a bit of effortlessness that you can kind of go through life and et cetera. The other thing that, so I talked about working from the future to the present. The other thing I walked away with is doing less to get more accomplished. You know, and so that's a thing for me because I tend to overload myself with a lot of tasks and a lot of to-dos and a lot of things. And so that's one of the things I walked away with. Another thing I walked away with is be okay with updating your commitment. Sometimes we make a commitment to something, and then the data changes, situation changes, and all of a sudden now we feel that we've stuck in that commitment that we made before. But now there's new data. And so being okay with coming back and saying, hey, you know what, the situation has changed, and so I have to update my commitment to you and update my commitment to the situation because it's different. And I did that the other day, and it was quite liberating. The other thing is that came to a couple other things here. And this is just for me. For me, one of the things he told me was that I was trying to change myself by iterating. By that I mean by incrementally increasing or changing things that I do and how I do things in order to get to, you know, where I wanted to go. And so, you know, the whole focus was for me to shift. I had to shift who I was and who I was being. Not necessarily, you know, so I had to completely shift versus an incremental improvement in what I was doing. And kind of like the So that, again, kind of, I know it's kind of vague and everything else, but that's one of the things I walked away with. Another thing that I walked away with is that don't create an opportunity that demands you become something other than who you are. And so being mindful of who you are and don't get involved with opportunities and don't create opportunities that demand that you be someone that you're not. And by that I mean that you take into consideration your skills and your talents and the way you move about the world that for you is effortless. And how do you, you know, not to change that, not to change yourself, because you're not here to change yourself. You're here to just to be you, but, you know, operate and put the world in a way so that, you know, it's effortless for whatever you get involved with. Another thing that he said was that, you know, most of the time you make changes, and what you're doing is you're deliberately trying to notice. So in other words, you're trying to change from A to B, and so you only you're constantly fixed on being B or doing the thing you want to do. And versus what he said was, you have to be in a position where you practice being the way you are, so that you only notice the way you feel you should be in the world only when you're not being that person. I know that, again, that sounds kind of vague, but it's basically, again, you have to practice being the way you are so that you only notice it. You only notice when you're not, or when you're not being who you are, who your authentic self is. I'm trying to think about what else we covered at the event. You know, the other thing I would just end it with this is he said how you are showing up in the world is your manifestation of your current life. And so being mindful of how you show up in the world, both internally and externally, that's what creates the story of your life. For me, at the end, the final day that we were there was really an emotional moment for me, because there was a bit of back and forth between him and I and me kind of understanding those two movies as they come together and what the friction was and almost the release of it. And it's interesting because at the end of the seminar he said, you know, transformation isn't really you think of transformation as you come in and you make a change and, you know, euphoric, where you go to Tony Robbins' seminar. And then you walk away feeling so excited and so, you know, jubilant and just everything. You're just so pumped up. But then a week and a half later, you know, you find that, you know, things just are not the same as you were in the seminar. But he said, you know, transformation is really where you walk away with just a slight, subtle shift. It almost feels like something's off, but you don't really can tell really what that thing is. And then over the course of the week, or the next 2 weeks, or the next 3 weeks, and all of a sudden you find yourself moving in a way, and being in a way that all of a sudden is different than the way you were before. And all of a sudden things are changing. And even, you know, after the event, there are certain things that I have started to notice, even in the way I'm making decisions and the way I feel about things. That was really, it's pretty amazing. And so I say these things. I didn't have anything to talk about. I really said I just wanted to share with you guys, you know, kind of my experience over these last 4 days, and really was really, it was really an insightful 4 days. They're going to have another one. When they have another one, I'll share it with you guys. And some of you might be, some of you may not be interested, but I really get a lot out of it. I'm going to talk to Riggio, who's the main guy that ran the seminar, maybe see if I can get him to do a call with our group, and maybe think, you know, kind of what I think would be the most impactful for you guys, but that way you guys can learn more about him and have access to him as well. But anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. I hope it was interesting. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but I didn't have anything else to talk about, so I figured, hey, let me just share with you guys kind of what happened over there. This happened Thursday through Sunday. So I'm going to open up the line and kind of see what we have here for today. So give me a second. Not working. Hello.
Hi, Chris. This is Valerie in Sacramento.
Hey, Valerie. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to unpack that and, you know, chew on it. And I just felt like I just saved $7,500.
by you giving us
the highlights.
I gave you the highlights, but, you know, it's interesting because in that seminar, it was a very small room. There's only seven of us. And and as he was talking to everyone, he was still talking to each of us individually. So we got an opportunity for him to work on us. And, you know, just it was very, for me, it was very emotional at the end. And, you know, it's just, it's a new, you know, gave me a new way of thinking about things. And I think that sometimes, you know, we hold the answers to everything that we want in life, but we just need a different way of looking at it. You know?
Absolutely.
But I'm going to try to see if I can get him to get on the call with us and maybe share some of these insights and see maybe what we can do in order to get you guys, you know, exposed to someone like him, whoever's interested, et cetera. But he has other things that he does, et cetera. So I'll definitely keep that in mind.
How do you spell their names?
It's the gentleman. His name is Joseph Riggio, R-I-G-G-I-O. And if you Google him on YouTube, if you look at him on YouTube, he has a bunch of videos, et cetera. And I work with him also as I'm a personal client of his. And also,
okay.
I attended the seminar, too, as well. And then the other guy, his name is Rich Sheffrin, and his website is called strategicprofits.com. And he's more of a, kind of a, more of a business coach, more of a big picture kind of business coach, internet marketing guy. And so I learned of Riggio through Rich Sheffrin, and I'm a really big fan of both.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I don't have any other, I don't see any other questions, so hit *5 to ask a question. You know, and one interesting thing I found is also how sometimes, you know, we don't really notice how, at least for me, you don't really notice how your childhood, the type of impact it has. And so he says to me at the beginning of the seminar, him saying that he wants to be the laziest therapist on earth. And he said, you know, he said a phrase, he says, you know, getting away with shit by just doing enough. And when he said that, I said, that's not me, right? Because, you know, Chris Chico doesn't get away with shit. I follow the rules. You know, I follow the path. And, you know, throughout the one of the things that we got into a conversation about was the fact that, you know, that came from my mom. Because my mom was very fearful of me getting hurt, of me, something wrong, something happening to me. And so she was always one somebody that told me, you got to follow the rules, do this, do that, follow this, and don't come outside those rules. And then, you know, during the time when I was kind of starting in the seminar business back in 2008, there was somebody else that kind of came up around the same time I did, a few people. And in my perspective, you know, this other person was able to do more and have more success relative to what I was achieving. And it was always something that I just didn't kind of get. And it's always something that just kind of was trying to figure out why. And what came about was the fact that, you know, that particular person, he didn't follow the same rules I follow. You know, we both had the same opportunities, but he followed a different, completely set of rules about doing things and about about kind of his way of moving through the world. And he's just as messed up as I am, because we all are, kind of, right? We all have our issues. But it was really that understanding that, hey, you know, I've been that way because of, you know, really my parents trying to protect me. And then now, however, that's been manifesting itself as an adult, and it's hindering me from doing more and being the person that I want to be. And so, you know, that was interesting, you know, coming up, you know, understanding that, okay, understand why that is. And, you know, going back to the stories, I mean, understanding, you know, that was really significant, understanding how I tell my story and the way that I tell it, in a way that doesn't serve me. And that's just something I never realized. And I'm trying to see if there's anything else from my notes, because I just kind of this morning wrote down a bunch of different highlights. He also said, we had an interesting dialogue about the fact that it's sometimes, you know, in society, people don't like confrontation, right? So we talked about the fact that sometimes someone may do something that hurts you, and you just kind of let it go. But then it eats away at you, right? It eats away at you, especially if it's a relationship that you're with, and that stuff just starts to stack up. And he talked about the importance about not letting that happen. You know, he said, don't let people, you know, shit on your story. You know, don't allow others to tell a story about you that's not true, or don't allow others to take your story and change that. You know, because if you know who your story is, then you kind of have to be able to defend that position. And again, just, you know, when you're true to yourself, then that's a little bit easier to do. The other thing that I thought was an interesting exercise is he had us take inventory of all the people in our lives. And if you picture this circle, right, kind of like a target, right? You have the center, and then you have lines progressively going out. And he said, you know, you have to be really clear on the people in your life and the position that they hold in your life, not only for you, but also for them as well. And so if you look at that core center, you have, you know, the 5 or 8 people in the world that can access you at any time. You know, they're the person that if they called you and they said, hey, I need you to come right now, here, because I need your help, and I can't tell you what it is about. Like you're not even, by the time they're done saying that, you've got the car keys in your hand, and you're getting out the door. And so understanding who those people are. And then progressively, the second layer would be those, anybody that can get you without barrier. You know, in other words, it might be somebody that says, I need your help, and you might be like, well, I can't help you right now, but I can, let me see what I can do to help you, et cetera. But people that can, you know, 10 or 12 people that can have access to you. And then you have, the third layer would be family and friends and people that are acquaintances. And you're friendly with them, you know, and those are about maybe 20 people. And then you get further along, and so you have acquaintances that there are 30 people around there. And then you have the outer layer, which is, you know, maybe 200 people, and which is just everybody else. And he said, you know, you have to be really clear about the position that people hold in your life so that you can have the best relationship you can with them because you realize they're important. But at the same time, you know, people, especially with Facebook nowadays, they have kind of a weird way of identifying themselves in your life. And, you know, with Facebook now, you know, you think, you know, hey, you're my friend because you're in Facebook and you see my pictures and you comment, but you're really not my friend. Right? And so it's okay. You don't have to call them up, but there's certain instances, you know, sometimes there's situations where you kind of have to let them know that, hey, you know, we're friends, but you can't ask that of me. And so, you know, understanding that for your benefit and for their benefit. And so that was an exercise that was as insightful because it made me realize, okay, who are those important people in my life and the people that I really have to be mindful of and pay attention to and do whatever's required, right, for them. And, you know, it's funny because at the end of the day, right before we got into the exercises on Sunday, he asked us a very interesting question. He says, you know, are you willing to leave behind the person that came in on the room on Thursday? Because to be that person who you want to be, you have to really just leave everything else behind and start new. And, you know, so that was an interesting, you know, reflection. Now, to me it was, you know, because it's, and all those things kind of came together, you know, because it was interesting because the way this guy works, it's not very apparent as he's working. So he might be talking to somebody in the room, but he's really talking to you, right? And he notices you as you're processing that, and he sees it sink in. So he gave us a story in regards to, so he has private clients, right, that will go see him for 20, you know, and they pay like $20,000 for the day. So he's telling the story of, you know, the that so a client will come and see him, and we'll get there to the airport, and radio will say to the guy, okay, well, you know what, let's, you know what, I know a place down the street in a small part of town, and we really got a great breakfast. Well, before we get started, why don't we just sit down and have a cup of coffee? They've made this really great rich desserts and these different things, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. So you say, okay, fine, no problem. So you go there, you have a cup of coffee, and maybe it's 2 hours later, and finally you're thinking, hey, or at least the person thinking, hey, I'm okay, finally we're going to get started doing what we're supposed to be doing. And so Bridget might say, you know what, before we get started, I want to take you to this particular place, and let's just take a walk. It's really beautiful, and the way it looks, and just the feeling, I really want you to experience it. And then let's do that, and then we'll kind of get into it. So he kind of does something like that, and then he might say, well, you know, I'm kind of hungry. It's lunchtime already. Why don't we just get a quick bite to eat, you know, and let's do that first, and then we'll kind of get started. Then he could tell that the person that came there is saying, what the fuck? You know, I came here to get my problem fixed, but there ain't no problem fixing right now, right? We're just eating and hanging out, and what's going on? And so anyway, afternoon rolls in. He says, you know, let's go to, you know, the cigar place and just have a cigar, just for a quick bit after lunch. And maybe the person says, well, I don't smoke. And he says, well, I smoke, so let's just still go. And they go, and they spend the afternoon, and then finally, you know, the person's getting really frustrated. And then finally, he might say, well, you know, funny, because I'm actually hungry again, because it's 5 o'clock, and it's dinner, and let's just get a bite to eat. And then they go, and they get a bite to eat, and then finally, he's like, you know what, it's kind of late, I'm kind of tired, we've been together the whole day, and let me just take you back to the hotel, and we'll connect, once you get back into town. And the person's like fuming, right? He's like, man, I didn't get anything that I came here to get. I want to make this change. I want to do these things and move my life in a particular direction. And I got nothing. Like he would get emails saying, I'm going to do a chargeback. I'm going to just slander your name, et cetera. And then he says that a couple weeks later, they'll call him and they'll say, what the fuck you do? Like, whatever you did, I didn't notice it. But now, like, I'm different. I can feel it, like something you did. And he goes, I know. And that's the kind of thing that I gathered from that, because the things that he knew about me when I thought he wasn't paying attention, and when he really zeroed in on that moment at the final day and just trying to help me, it was really amazing. And so, you know, it makes you realize that almost like the skill required an unraveling, or, you know, all the shit going around inside your head. You know, that we all have the baggage and trying to unravel that stuff and trying to be at the thing. He also, the other advice he gave was to kind of be changeless, you know. A lot of times we fall into this self-improvement rabbit hole where we try and try to self-improve ourselves. He's not a big fan of Tony Robbins, because his opinion is Tony Robbins tries to get you to change who you are. And he says, you know, you can't change a rock. A rock is a rock. You can't change a diamond. A diamond is a diamond. You can't internally change the person you are. But you can take a diamond, you can polish it. You can make it look different. You can make it so you can, but the core of it still remains the same. And really what we did at that event was to really understand the core of who we are and how we move around about the world, and to accept that and to live in a way that's congruent with that core and allow the certain amount of frictionless, of movement as you go through life, and in order to do whatever it is that you want to do. And so that was, I think I went through kind of the highlights here as best as I could. I didn't have, this is actually, I was reading to you from a document that I wrote this morning that I kind of went through all my notebooks and kind of went through, and I did that yesterday, and I did that again today, because I kind of just want to make sure that I continue to move forward, you know, after the event and doing things the way I want to be doing, et cetera. But anyway, I know it's not real estate, but I wanted to share that with you guys. Hopefully you'll find it insightful. If what I would say to you, if you listen to what I have to say and you think, hey, you know what, I'd love to hear more about that, maybe just send an email to suggestion box and just say, hey, I'd love for you to bring, you know, the person, Joseph, into a call with us, so that, you know, we could hear more about him, and he could maybe share with you guys maybe something that you can use in order to kind of move you guys in the direction you want to move. So if you have anything, if you want me to do that, I can certainly reach out to him, and it's suggestionbox@reivault.com. And again, you know, the other part of it is that part of me sharing this with you guys is also, you know, a lot of times we are, everybody out there, right, tends to be somewhat guarded about who they are and their trials and tribulations, and they kind of make one of everybody appear that, hey, they got their shit together, right? But nobody has their shit together. And, you know, it's accepting of that and accepting that it's okay. And, you know, it's okay not to have your shit together because everybody else is, you know, whatever problem I'm dealing with, there's you guys on the call are probably dealing with similar issues and similar situations in a different way. We're all trying to move around the world, move about the world in a way that continues to move us in the direction we want. So anyway, that's, you know, part of it, you know, from the seminar was also kind of being okay with that, right? And so maybe this is not something that I would normally have said in the past, but maybe, you know, as a result of the events, you know, just trying to be, just, you know, trying to share my story in the hopes that it would help you guys. And I think that's it. I mean, I don't have anything related to real estate. I just really, you know, just walked into the call saying, hey, maybe I could share this with you guys and see if I might be helpful. I don't see any questions or any hands raised, so I'll ask it one more time. You can hit star 5 if you have a question or want to make a comment or whatever the case may be. If not, then, you know, we'll end the call. And I did forget one announcement while we'll wait to see if anybody raises their hand. Next week, we're going to do a call in a different format. So we're going to do a whole Google Hangout. You get an invitation sometime this week, and I'm going to do a call that I'm going to go over kind of my email process. Right, so a lot of us on the we talked about in the previous call how a couple of people said, hey, kind of email is a bit of a daunting task, and a lot of times going into that inbox, it's kind of stressful, and sometimes you avoid it, and sometimes you don't really get a chance to have email be a productivity tool for you, just because it's so messy and just so horrible inside. And so I helped Gary with this, and I've helped quite a few people with this. And so what I did is I actually worked on it this morning. I created a presentation that's going to take you step by step into how kind of I process email. And even when I look at my email right now, I have 21 emails right now because I haven't looked at it in a couple hours. And it will take me probably less than 5-6 minutes to process all those emails. And my email box is empty, but a few emails that I really need to attend to, but it's a place where I don't have fear of. And so I have a process and a system in place that I've developed in order to do that. So I'm going to share that with you guys on the next week we'll do a Google Hangout and be a short presentation kind of walking you through my process. And then we'll open it up to, for questions. And what we're looking to do is we're looking to do that and transition to that kind of call. More often, so that way we can share with you guys maybe some of the things that we're doing, and maybe we might bring a speaker that might, you know, that would help, and we just want to make these calls for you guys and our time together and interaction as valuable as we can. So anyway, that's going to be for next week, so just be on the lookout for that. It'll be a Google Hangout. I think it works both on your computer and your phone. I think they have an app for that, so even if you're not on your computer, and of course, we'll make it available afterwards, so there will be a replay, etc. But that was the only announcement that I completely forgot to say. So again, any comments about the call? Suggestionbox@reivault.com. And again, really appreciate everybody here, the customer showing up on the call, and just for us being here together. I hope that what I shared with you today was insightful in some way, and maybe helps you look at things a little bit different. If that all it does, and I'm happy about that. And anything else we can do for you, we're here for you. So again, thanks everybody for attending, and wish everybody a great and amazing week.